send you the next batch of the manuscript. There will only be one more lot. I hope you will like it. Monica has a motor car every day to drive her out, so we go to Bognor. It was strange at Bognor. I saw a soldier on the pier with only one leg. He was young and handsome and strangely self-conscious and slightly ostentatious but confused. Anything. He is still in the shock. And he is strangely roused by the women who seem to have a craving for him. They look at him with eyes of longing, and they want to talk to him, so he is roused. Like a roused man, yet there is more wistfulness and wonder than passion or desire. I could see him under chloroform having the leg amputated. It was still in his face, but he was brown and strong and handsome. Anything might come out of that white, silent, opalescent sea. And the great icy shocks of foam were strange. I felt as if legions were marching in the midst. I cannot tell you why, but I am afraid. I am afraid of the ghosts of the dead. They seem to come marching home in legions over the white, silent sea, breaking in on us with a roar and a white icy lid. Perhaps this is why I feel so afraid, I don't know, but the land beyond looked warm with the warm blue sky, very homely, and over the sea. Legions of white ghosts tramping. on the pier.